Hello, Star Wars Universe. Welcome to the galaxy at large, keeping you current with all Star Wars news, canon additions, and anything else worth sharing. I'm your host, the Bastard of Bogan, Matthew Reed, and as always, I'm here with your other host, the one in the middle, Seer of Visions, and debunker extraordinaire, Jim Delano.
How's it going, everybody?
Yeah, so a couple of things to discuss this week. We have kind of one of the big things, a rumor that's been floating around on the internet, Matt Smith being involved in episode 9. He's the 11th Doctor, from Doctor Who. If people don't know him, you can look him up. He actually, like, when I started watching Doctor Who, he's kind of who I, got to, really get to know more than any of the other Doctors. Other than like the 70s Doctor Who and stuff like that. So we'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. But another thing that I want to talk to you about, Jim, is the rumor floating around that Poe Dameron is force sensitive, or at least can kind of like tap into the force a little tiny bit, and the whole aura surrounding that whole rumor, which is actually kind of credible when you go to, the canon comic books and things like that. So.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting theory. I mean, I honestly hadn't given much thought about it. I know in the comics it said that they Luke gave Poe's parents a force tree, like or sapling or whatever, to grow,
Right,
and
and Shattered
growing it.
Empire. The comic book series at the very last one, there were two seedlings that were being kind of held, or by the Empire, and Poe Dameron's parents and Luke Skywalker kind of teamed up to free those two saplings. So one went with Poe to Yavin 4, obviously where I think it was the first Death Star was, before the Battle of Yavin, is kind of like a timeline thing. So, it's there. It's on Yavin 4, where Poe's parents, I forget their names particularly. If I
I
like
can't
thought
remember their
about it,
names
I
either.
would, yeah. But either way, really, really cool series. I think it was a 5 or 6 comic like series. People should really look it up because I think it's going to play a pivotal role in episode 9. So.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, I mean, he grew up with
Charabey.
a force.
Charabey, that's his mother.
I mean, if he grew up with a force tree growing in his backyard, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me, even if he wasn't born, quote unquote, force sensitive or whatever. I mean,
I really think it's going to
you've got
take
to absorb
two.
some of that power.
Right, I think it's going to take two directions in the future. It's going to be touched by the Force and someone who can utilize the Force. Like
Well,
Jarrett
right.
Imwe. Was somebody who could tap into the Force, but he wasn't a Jedi. There was no way that he could use it to like a certain point. But he was blind. I mean, the man took down like 18 stormtroopers in like the
I
first
mean,
scene that we really get to see him fight. It's crazy.
and arguably you could make that, I mean, you could make that case for a handful of characters in Star Wars universe. Like, I mean,
Especially Han
even
Solo.
somebody, yeah, like Han. I mean, you look somebody like Boba Fett, even though he's a clone of Jango, so maybe Jango Fett. But even people
Right, right.
like Wedge.
Oh,
Like,
yeah.
so
Yep.
like Wedge is just like a normal everyday guy who's like just like the best pilot in the world, and like he
Right.
survived all of these battles and all that kind of stuff. So he might not be able to move stuff with his hand, but he's got to be able to tap into something, like, because
Right, and he's been fleshed
he's
out.
made it through all of this stuff. Like,
Right, and he's been fleshed out in the comic series and in also Empire's End. In like a huge way. I mean, he kind of had a relationship with Snap Wexley's mother in Empire's End, and he like has a whole backstory that's now canon that really like it fleshes out the Wedge character so much. And
yeah, because I mean, he was a huge role in the legend stuff. Now, I mean, like in all the legend stuff, I mean, he had a huge role going forward. As far as like with, I mean, with Luke and I mean, the future, like Republic stuff. So yeah, he does have
And
that
Disney's
story.
been
Also, he was
doing.
also in Rebels, I think. Also, they showed his defection from the Empire or whatever, that kind of thing. So
Yep, you're absolutely right. Yeah, a very young Wedge was,
yeah.
well, not very young, but still, whatever. But yeah, I mean, again, like I think that in the future, it's a really good way for, again, Disney to kind of like pull everyone into the Force and not just exclude certain people, like the whole midi-chlorian thing, which they seem to be
Yeah.
kind of going away from right now. You know, it's again like as Yoda like described it in the beginning, it's like a force that binds us all. It like penetrates us. It you know, it's crazy. You know, like I mean, the Force is now for everyone, not just for the select few. So,
Yeah, and I think that that's something that's definitely a good way going forward for them to. I mean, now and some people
it's a
maybe,
very marketable way to go
right,
forward. So,
and some of the characters, some of the characters or the people in the Star Wars universe or whatever that don't show any, like, haven't had very much good luck and haven't had. I mean,
right.
maybe not everybody can 100%. Connect to it, or maybe it's just a matter of you have to be willing to accept it. I mean, it's almost like
Right,
a
and
positive
also,
attitude
you
kind
know,
of thing.
it makes
Like,
sense. If it penetrates us all, it's us all. If the force lives within us all, it lives
yep.
within us all. But we have our superheroes. It's the same type of thing of like if you kind of compare it to the Marvel universe, per se. You know, you've got your mutants, and you've got you know the people that actually have like you know these specific powers and stuff like that, but again, everyone else, you know, is still in the mix too, you know, so anyone can really be a superhero, but at the same time, we've got the people on the side that are our true heroes, you know, so
Yeah, it absolutely makes sense. I mean, I think it's an interesting theory, and obviously he's shown what we've seen. Poe himself has shown that, as far as being a pilot, and
he's
he's been able to
insane. I
advance
mean,
and
yeah.
yeah, I mean,
And
advance in the. I
JJ
mean,
has been the best to really show what Poe can do. I mean, I've got to also say, you know, like the first scene of The Last Jedi where he's like, you know, he goes above the Dreadnought and stuff like that. I kind of enjoyed, I have to say. You know, I mean, it looked a
yeah,
little
I mean,
goofy and like, you know, hindsight, but I really did enjoy like seeing him, you know, the like whole General Hugs thing and stuff like that. Like, it was fun, you know?
yeah, I mean, I was all right. I mean, I could have gone, I could have given or taken the whole, oh, I'm holding frogs, like the whole comedy thing. I mean,
Well, the
I
whole
was fine with
Leia,
it.
it's a, you know, thing
Yeah.
about his mother was kind of like the end thing where I'm like, okay, he was trying to buy himself
Yeah, see,
time, but
I
that's a
think it
little
just went
goofy.
on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it went on a little bit longer than it had to, I think, I guess. But again, it fit the story, and like, I mean, they went back and showed the meter, like or whatever, like
Right,
allowing
right.
the thing to power up or whatever. So I mean, you knew why he was continuing it, but it's still,
But it was very dated,
but
the
either way,
reference. It was like a 1989, like, oh, holding for General Hugs thing, you know? Like, I mean, this is supposed to be a galaxy far, far away, you know?
right.
Like, a long ago. So it was a little goofy. But either way,
Yes, but
like,
either
I
way,
got
yeah. But
it.
I mean,
And
yep. And I
the
mean,
amount
but
of,
Poe
like, the flying
himself,
that he does, he makes, like, even Luke look like kind of a pussy behind an X-Wing, you know
right?
what I mean? Like, he really, really flies that thing like it's fucking crazy. I mean,
Yeah.
in The Force Awakens, JJ actually has the best way of like kind of illustrating how good of a pilot he is, you know, when Finn's like cheering him on Taco Donna and he's like, oh, you know, that's one hell of a pilot. Like, it was fucking impressive. I mean, I remember seeing that the first time and I was like, holy shit, he is one hell of a pilot. Like, holy shit.
Yeah, and they're
But
going to show that. I mean, he learned a valuable lesson in The Last Jedi, and I mean, more than likely he's going to be taking over more of a leadership role in like the resistance
yeah,
in this
from
movie kind of thing too. So I mean, it's
every,
not just the
yeah.
flight ability, but I mean it's got the knowledge to be able to like kind of lead people and that kind of thing too. So
Every,
like.
you know, fan theory and stuff like that has Poe taking on a leadership role because obviously we lost Leia. We don't know if we lose her in the films, but they can only have a certain amount of footage. So who's
Right.
really going to take the leadership role? The only person left is Poe. So, you know, I mean, yeah, we'll
Yeah,
see.
I think that, and that was the, I mean, his arc in The Last Jedi was exactly that, where he started out with the first mission, the Dreadnought, and they quote unquote won, but sacrificed their entire fleet, like
Right. That's a
in doing
huge
so. So
learning
and
experience for
right, and
Poe.
Veo, later, or Leia was like, something along the lines of,
She smacks him, for
there
God's
were
sakes.
heroes. Yeah, he was
Yeah.
like, there were heroes on that mission. She's like, dead ones and no leaders or whatever, because like he didn't break away
Short-sighted, right.
when they could, right?
Yeah.
It was all about that. So then
And
later on
ultimately,
in the
what did
movie,
taking down the dreadnought do? It didn't really do anything other than, prolonging. Well, he also didn't know that, obviously, like they could track them through light speed, so he didn't know that that was right, yeah.
But I mean, but later on it shows in a couple different scenes, specifically on Crait, I think, where like he learned from that, and they come up with a plan to try to the and he tells everybody to break off the formation or whatever before Finn like ignores him, and then
Right.
also trying to
Wow.
stopping them to kind of look for the there had to be another exit because the little fox things had the crystal foxes had
Right.
disappeared. So like, I mean, it showed him again leading like already by the end of that film. So I think it's going to
Wow.
be a big step
You
for
know
him.
what? I never thought about that, but that kind of lends credence to the whole, how Rose Tico and what was it, Amy Tran or something like that? What's her name? Elizabeth Tran?
Kelly,
Kelly Marie Tran or
Kelly
something
Marie
like that.
Tran. Yeah,
Okay.
Kelly Marie Tran. Yeah.
So she got so much flack that she had to go off social media and stuff like that about her character. But you know what? It makes a lot of sense if Poe calls off the attack. Finn is still the one who is driving down to, like destroy the cannon, Death Star tech cannon or
Yeah.
whatever. And Kelly Marie Tran, Rose Tico, kind of does her little thing and sacrifices like her almost her life to take, to get Finn or save Finn and everything like that. It kind of lends a lot of credence to the fact that she made that decision. If you think about what Poe did, the call off the attack, where there's only a few
Right.
of us left, you know what I mean? So that's pretty cool. I didn't think about that before, so.
Yeah, I actually was like mentioned it, like my daughter Alexa was had a friend has had a friend over the last couple of weekends who had never watched any of the Star Wars movies. So Alexa made it her mission to introduce her to the
Nice.
movies, and so
That's
like
our
the
girl.
last yeah so the last weekend or a couple weekends ago they watched the original trilogy and episode
Oh, they
one,
went
and
1 through 3 to
well,
four through
no, they went
six,
four,
or
five, six,
oh,
four,
good.
five, six through. I told her if it's somebody who's
Beautiful.
never seen them before, they
Right.
have you have to watch it in the
Yeah.
theatrical order because it just changes a lot. If you watch it like in numerical order, but
Making me proud. See
yeah,
your visions. Yeah.
but she. So then this last night, they finished like episodes two through eight or whatever. So yesterday, like right at, they came home from school and started watching
Right.
the last day of school and started watching Star Wars movies for like the entire night. So I just
Jesus.
watched The Last Jedi last night, like
Yep.
again with them because they watched that one out here after the boys went to bed. So it's like relatively fresh in my mind, but I like
Isn't it cool how much you pick up on and how many things that you
yeah
can like tie into what they're doing now when you
I
watch the
think
old movies?
if you watch The Last Jedi
Oh, it's
knowing that
full.
Palpatine is coming back and knowing like some
Right.
of the theories and some of the thoughts and some of the ideas that like of what might be going on going forward,
It makes so much
it's so
sense.
much more sense. Like
Right.
if you accept it for like what it is, there's so many little things that just, I mean, even throughout the movie where, I mean, like not to get sidetracked completely, but I mean throughout the whole
No,
thing, it
that's
was
what we want to do.
like
Let's get
with Luke,
sidetracked.
like
Right.
Luke's like, I came to, you think I came to the most like hidden, whatever, unfindable island in the world, whatever. He's like, I came here to die. Like, and it took kind of Yoda to like kind of for him to understand that, like, I mean, he sacrificing himself by using that the power to was exactly what he was supposed to do because
Right.
they were still never able to find Octu,
Yep.
and he was able to intervene in the battle without like actually being there, bought them the time that they wanted, and he was able to willingly sacrifice himself so he could become one with the Force.
Right.
Like, and they also set up earlier in the movie that I never really put it together, where the first time Kylo and Rey have their mind meld kind of thing,
Yep.
And he's like, "Can you see the back? Can you see my surroundings? I can't see yours." He's like, "There's no way you're doing this." That he's like, "There's no way you're doing this. The effort would kill you."
Right.
Like, so he just in like an off comment made you aware that like forcing too much effort in doing some sort of force thing could legitimately kill you. Like you could die from it. You know what I mean? Kind of thing. So
Exactly. I
that,
made that
so
connection,
and
and I think most Star Wars fans made that connection right away,
yeah.
being
Yeah, so
obviously
it's
towards
just
the end. Yeah.
the Snoke scene, like you can see there's one shot where like right before Kylo kills Snoke where he knows exactly what he's doing and he's playing Snoke because he's doing with his saber exactly what Snoke, I mean, he's doing exactly what Snoke is saying with his saber, but he's also doing it through the Force with the other saber. So like when he's
Right,
turning
right.
it and igniting it, all that kind of stuff. So he's like he's doing because Snoke is so powerful and because he would have been able to tell if he was trying to screw with him, he was smart enough
Right.
to exactly act. I mean, it's just like little things that I pick you pick up on that yeah. So
No,
I don't know.
yeah, Kylo Ren is very. And you know what? Let's like use that as a transition to our next topic, which is Matt Smith. I think ultimately there's a rumor floating around again, and I take it with a grain of salt, like everything we do here, or a grain of sand, or whatever the hell you want to call it, that Matt Smith is going to come back and play a certain role. Matt Smith, the 11th Doctor, as I said before, is going to come back and play the role of either a young Palpatine, a clone, or whatever, or he's going to be an acolyte that is possessed by Palpatine. I think it's probably, other than our Snoke theory, which we've been shopping around since we saw the trailer, like immediately, and it's actually like, we're not probably the only people who've thought of it, but it's gained a little bit of momentum. I see a lot now. Our particular theory that we didn't base anything off of other than, the world beyond worlds, which I think will still play a factor, hopefully. And again, like I'm pulling this from, I think Star Wars Explained or something like that mentioned the world beyond worlds and pulling people out and things like that. So again, like the hints are there. So anyone who has guessed that apart from us, I'm not saying that they in any way took that from us, because the evidence is there. I mean, it's right there in front of our faces. So hopefully, that will be a thing. But Matt's coming back as either a Palpatine clone or, a young Palpatine or something like that. But either way, I think that's, I don't know if you agree, but probably the best way to reintroduce Palpatine as a threat to the galaxy.
I agree. I mean, I think whether it's a series of individuals that he just uses as vessels of some sort
Right.
to kind of get through, like, I mean, yeah, I mean, I think that that's probably the best way. Like, you don't want to see him exactly as he was necessarily 30 something years later because he was like
You
an
can't
old,
do
I mean,
that. You
right.
can't.
So he's got to have some sort of either only be like a possession or a spirit or a voice or whatever that kind of thing. But if he's going to be in like the flesh, which I feel like he will be, I think the only way to do it is to put him in another body, like another vessel of some sort.
Right.
So
And
so I
Matt
mean, I
Smith
think
is like, I hate to say it, but he's like, I don't know. I loved him as the doctor and stuff like that, but I could see him taking a turn as like a really creepy,
yeah.
whatever. And we know how many acolytes that Palpatine has had in the past. We've got Roon Hako, not Roon Hako, sorry. Whoever the guy was in Empire, was like the last acolyte of all of them. I'm sure everyone can look that up if they're like watching this or whatever, or listening. But like he's had his whole, advisory council and stuff like that. Like really, really creepy dudes have surrounded the Emperor, his entire time in office, even when he was, Palpatine. So it's just it's
And
nuts. Like,
again, this whole thing is a plan. I mean, it's Palpatine's
Right.
had this whole thing planned out from the beginning. So
He had a
when,
contingency. If
right,
you have a
at the,
contingency for when you die,
yep,
there is an
it's,
ultimate end.
so he had those, like we've talked about before, like in the, he
Right.
had his, the highest level of highest officials go out into the outer rim or whatever, like when everything was finally said and done, like there was no more empire, it was done, like, but there had to have been, with all those things that he was doing, the observatories and all that kind of stuff, there had
Right,
to have
right.
been a way for him to have at least learned, with his, the whole thing with Plagueis and learning how to cheat death, like a
Right.
way to put his whatever you want to call it, essence or spirit or whatever, out and
The
bounce it from,
whole.
like possess it and possess
Right.
something, or and then eventually get to a person and have this group of people that you've already decided that when this happens, like, you're going to be able to. I mean, I think it's been his plan. The more I kind of I thought about it actually
Yeah,
recently,
right.
it's been his
Yeah.
plan all along. I think
Yep.
that the beginning,
In his
if you
way, in his
if
own
if
way, like I have to say, like I'm sorry to interrupt you, but
No,
like,
no, no,
you
it's fine.
know, the story, if you separate all the emotion, all the characters and everything like that, it's like a battle between the light and the dark. So the light side of the force, like we've seen so many people come back from that. We've seen Qui-Gon, we've seen Obi-Wan, we've seen Anakin, we've seen Yoda. But it's almost like a balance. It seems like the Sith is working towards this everlasting life type of thing that they can't possess because they're not part of the light side of the force. So Palpatine, Plagueis, and everyone is always searching for extending their life and being immortal and
Yeah.
stuff like that. It would just make sense for the last bit of it to be like, okay, we figured out immortality. That's the greatest evil.
Yeah, and I think that they,
Fight it, you know?
I think now, like, again, as I come up with these random things from time to time, but like, I think that that's they that's the this whole story, it's gonna culminate with that. He
With
whether
Palpatine, the
Plagueis,
greatest evil, the
right,
number one, he succumbs all, like he goes, like it, he's the worst evil. I mean,
the
above
whole thing,
Plagueis, above Snoke, above
yeah,
anyone.
I think the whole thing is that he finally created Anakin
Right.
in Shmi specifically to use what he knew was going to be a powerful body to specifically groom Anakin to be his next
Right.
vessel when he died. Like,
From
he was gonna
6 years old. Six
right,
years old, he was
he was gonna
manipulating him.
transfer himself to him at some point when he grew powerful enough, and that's how
Right.
it all began. The
Oh, that's a good theory, yeah.
Obi-Wan cutting Vader's arms and legs off and putting him in that suit changed that for Palpatine, and
Right.
it was a completely different thing. So then that's where his attention became Luke, because if
That
he
would make
could,
sense. It was like, all right,
if
well, you've
right, if he
corrupted
could,
my
well, I.
first
Yeah,
Padawan.
I can't do anything with this guy, but now
Right,
we know this guy
yes.
had a kid, and his kid's going to be just as powerful as he was. So if we use him to lure the kid in, then I can take over his body when I'm going to
But
die.
then
You
he
know what I mean?
couldn't
Like,
do that when he got thrown away, so possibly
right.
either he, you know,
He had to have
possesses
had
Kylo
a
Ren
backup,
or he possesses something else,
like
someone
so,
else.
or something in the Death Star, some sort of, because you know he had, like, the in his temples and stuff like that, like the cauldrons and like all that kind of magic
No,
type
and he
stuff.
knew that you could imbue yourself from the dark
Yeah,
side into a certain either
so he
artifact
probably
or
brought something
mask or
with him
something. Right.
at all times for him to be able to, that he knew, like, it's just his little genie in a bottle kind of thing, where he could just, like,
Right.
if I get killed while I'm here, I'm going to be able to jump into this bottle and I'm going to be able to
So do you
go to
think it's
this
a
place and
race to
go to this
find that
place.
artifact in the end? Is it like maybe a race between the Knights of Ren? And the acolytes and you know our heroes in the second you know the fourth one or
I
second
think
third one of
ultimately,
the theory.
I still think, like, not to go back to the whole, like, because I don't know that they're going to call it whatever, but I still think it's going to have something to do with he was able to figure out this version of the thing. It's something to do with, yeah, like the observatories and all of these different locations and stuff like that that they're
Oh,
going
they're gonna
to.
tie it together. They have
It's
to.
gonna ha it's gonna all, like, it's all going to be kind of part of it. And I still think that like the ultimate thing for if Palpatine wanted to be the absolute ultimate evil, then I still feel like it's getting access to the world between worlds, because if you can go now, if you already have the power to be able to use like put yourself into somebody else's body, like wouldn't it be nice to be able to go back and hand pick anybody in history that you wanted to, that you could go into their body? So you pull out like Bane and like, okay, now I'm going to be Bane. You know what I mean? Like, or you pull out whoever and you're going to take over their body, and you're going to be not only you're mentally the most powerful, whatever, most evil thing, but then you're going to have this body that's the most feared and most dangerous kind of thing on top of
And
that
to
also. I
give
mean,
people context, again, there has been like Monin or whatever, pulling himself out of the world between worlds and then taking his future self and transferring it to a younger body, of him before he got killed. So there is a precedent for this, and there's also the fact that Ahsoka got pulled out and stuff like that, and
in
there's a
Rebels, I mean.
precedent for all of this stuff, and
And that's where I mean, ultimately, that's where it all ties together, is that Rebels episode where you know that Palpatine is aware of the world between worlds, but he can't get in there.
Oh,
So, I mean,
he must have foreseen even like Ezra entering the world between worlds, because why else would he be around his cauldron like calling up this whole thing? So Palpatine has had the gift of foresight for the longest time, but it also needs to be stated too that, of course, the ever infamous chapter 25 of The Last Jedi, where Snoke is reading the whole thing and he says that if anyone knows the danger of looking into the future, it's Snoke, and also Palpatine as well had that same gift of foresight, and also the same like apparent he had the contingencies like plans. So I don't know, either way, like it's just a very dangerous thing to look into the future and not have a contingency. So
But I mean, I think that it's going to be, because we even actually back to the whole Vader immortal thing. I mean, part of that, the little video thing that I saw, I mean, it's not, they don't call it the world between worlds, you know what I mean, that kind of thing, but underneath Vader's
Well, he doesn't know what it is. I mean, he's
right
not,
underneath Vader's castle, there's that whatever you
Nexus.
want to call it,
We'll
yeah.
call it a
And
dark side Nexus. That's what they called it in the comic
that they
books,
end
too.
up, I mean, they end up destroying or whatever. So, I mean, it's another way, another
Vader
access point
himself
lost.
destroys
Right.
it.
Right. So it's, that was one of the things that whether it was Lothal or whatever planet that the one that Ezra actually entered, that was another portal thing. And then
Yeah, and I see
obviously if
that
he,
as more structured by the Jedi. You know what I mean? Like that was kind of like a Nexus that was a little bit more structured. Vader's was very raw, very like, okay, let's open this portal, and that's I think why he really got like the visions that he saw, because it was a corrupted
and
version
again,
of the world between worlds.
my opinion of that is that's why Palpatine can't go
Right.
in, because
Yeah, exactly.
you need Ezra. It needed to be Ezra, somebody who's
Pure.
like pure, yeah, or balanced at least, because
Balanced, yeah.
he's
Oh,
teased
good
the
way to
dark
put it.
side.
Yep.
He's teased with like a little bit with the dark side, but he's not. He's chosen
Right, and it
to be
flows
good
right in
and.
with our Skywalker theory, which
Right.
is the balance between the Force. It's not
I think that
just the good, it's not just the dark. And I think
and
that's where we're going towards.
that's exactly what it's going to be. I mean,
I will bet money, right, yeah.
that's exactly what it's going to be. It has, I mean, and it's going to be the only certain people can access it and use it to its fullest potential or whatever, the world between worlds, because
Are the
you need
people
to
who
be
are
able to,
balanced,
right,
right, yeah.
you need to be able to have the balance to be able to, like, because it's really, really dangerous if somebody that was like fully dark side was able to get in there. I mean, with the
Right.
whatever you could
Well,
do with
what
the.
has caused the imbalance from day one? The light and the dark. So you can't really blame the dark for being the imbalance, because the light has outweighed the dark for 1,000 years. Like, I mean, the whole like rise of the Jedi Order. So it doesn't
And I
matter.
think that
Right.
that's where the whole Luke and his whole the Jedi the Jedi
the
must
first
end
one, yeah,
kind of thing. And
that makes
that's
him
because
almost the
he's
chosen
thinking.
one, the really
Right.
first chosen one, like you know, Obi-Wan says in Rebels, like
Yeah.
he is the chosen one. He's the one who's going to bring the balance because he didn't outweigh the light from the dark, like you know, Anakin did, or whatever, or dark from the light. But he finally, you know, exposed the balance. And I think that's where Rian Johnson's, you know, whole decision to do what he did during The Last Jedi kind of like proves that, you know? Like, here's the
Yeah,
hubris, and here we go. I'm the one who exposed it, you know?
yep. Yeah, I mean, I think that that's it's all going to go to the whole balancing, and that means it's going to be there's going to be there's the ultimate dark Insidious,
Right.
and then there's the ultimate light in whether it's going to be
Right.
represented by Yoda and Luke and the Jedi of the past, and then there's going to be the
But what do you
Rey.
think about the whole thing of Kylo Ren being the one who finally approaches and defeats Darth Sidious
I
and
think that
gets his redemption?
he's gonna, it's gonna be, yeah, I think that that's ultimately, I feel like that's how it's gonna end with
Me too.
him, with ultimately, like I said, there's gonna be the ultimate dark, there's gonna be the ultimate light, and then there's gonna be Rey, and there's gonna be Kylo representing the light and the dark, like
Right.
currently, and they're going to
Because you
come to
really
some
have
sort
to
of
have.
agreement, and they're gonna work together
Yes. Yep.
to end Sidious and end everything, but in some way, it's gonna end up resulting in Kylo's sacrifice, and he's going to end up dying,
Of
and
course,
Rey's
yeah.
going to
And that will
survive,
be his
and that kind of thing.
redemption.
It'll be his redemption,
It
and
will mirror. It'll
he'll show
mirror
up with the
the.
Force Ghost as a Force
Right.
Ghost with all the other ones at the end as like a
Right.
good
That would be
Kylo
great.
Ren and or Ben Solo, and then
Ben
it'll be the end of
Solo
that thing.
next to Anakin Skywalker,
Anakin and
next to
Obi-Wan
Obi-Wan
and
and next to
Yoda and Luke.
Yoda.
Yeah, so they're all going
That'll
to
be
be.
great.
Yeah, so I think that's
Shaking hands, kissing
my
babies.
early prediction for the ending scene of The Rise of Skywalker is the entire group of the Force Ghosts hanging out, like doing that
Really
whole
hope
smiling scene
so.
at the end. I think that's a so
Oh my God.
but I think that like that it's going to go something along those lines where whether it's like the Knights of Ren turn on Kylo because they're working for their huge Vader fan or Vader and Palpatine
Fanboys,
fanboys,
yeah.
and
I think
they're
so,
like, oh
yeah.
my God, this is Palpatine, screw you, we're working for this guy now, like,
Well,
and they're gonna.
the theory right now on the internet is that they were out looking for the last piece of Vader's armor. And now they're gonna come back and you know whatever, but I don't really know if I believe that whole theory. I think they might have been out on a little bit more of a you know personal mission, or maybe they're looking for the red lightsaber.
Yeah,
You know,
I
yeah.
think it's like I read something a while back too that like ultimately Kylo had the helmet, but he was trying to basically rebuild the entire suit kind of thing just to make it like a tribute type thing or whatever. But I think that they're probably out like searching for just Sith relics in general, with the
Right,
whole like, hey, if you bump into
holocrons,
any of
things
it,
like that,
right,
yeah.
you bump into
And I
any of
think that
Vader's stuff,
ultimately
you
leads
know I
them
want
to
that, you know what I mean?
Yavin or to Endor. You know what I mean? Like, I
Yep.
think that ultimately will lead them in their kind of chasing that whole thing too, because we have to get into like the metaphysical side of things. Like, we've only touched upon it in the first two films of the I don't know what you call three trilogies, but either way, you know, episode 7 and 8. We've only touched upon that. They really have to go into the force in this next one.
I mean, ultimately, it could it the with the way that the Death Star exploded and the fact that there's the wreckage on the planet and all that kind of stuff. If Palpatine did have that plan of I've got this something that I can put myself in until I can get to somebody else. I mean, maybe he wasn't able to
Right.
get to somebody else, and he's been in that same thing in that piece of the Death Star for all this time until the Knights of
Right, and
Ren
they're
were looking for
chasing,
artifacts.
you know, yeah,
And
exactly.
I
And they
mean,
have to
Matt Smith ends up being one of the Knights of
being the
Ren,
first person there,
and
and
he's the
he gets
first one that walks
possessed.
in, and Palpatine,
Bang.
yeah, Palpatine possesses him
Right.
first. So
Yep.
then he ends up being Palpatine because he's the first person that's actually gone into that correct chamber, that correct area of
Right.
the Death
And if
Star
that
looking for
is the
artifacts and stuff
climax,
like
I
that.
will be so happy. If there is a 2-hour lead up to the last 30 minutes of Matt Smith walking into that, like,
See,
temple room, you know,
I could almost see
yeah.
that being the being, I could almost see that being like almost the beginning, because then it
Oh, the beginning.
explains how,
Holy shit. That would be amazing because then you
because
have
then
the
it like
build up.
explains
Yeah.
how, yeah, it explains how Palpatine is there. You know what I mean? That everybody wants to see
Right.
the Knights of Ren, so like you get to see them first, and it's like, oh crap, Knights of Ren, like opening scene or whatever,
Right.
and then it shows him kind of, they're
Taking
walking into the
off
Death
his
Star
mask and
wreckage and
everything,
get, yeah,
walking into the Death
takes the
Star, and
mask
then
off, walking
he
in, and then
gets,
getting possessed
yeah.
somehow with
Oh, that
something.
would be
Something
great.
happens, and then it goes on to like whatever the story and stuff like that, and then you don't see him again maybe until later on,
Right. And then we
but
find
it,
out that maybe, you know, Snoke was influenced by Palpatine some way,
well,
indirectly or something like that. But either way, you have to tie Snoke with Palpatine. You have
well
to. There's
what
no
I
way.
my th my thing is, I think that if this Vader immortal thing is true, that Snoke and Palpatine have been working together for a while.
Or
So
we could be
Snoke's playing
completely
his
fucked
role in the
over.
contingency. Like,
Yeah.
I mean, that's like he's supposed to. When Snoke's role in the whole contingency plan was, when Palpatine dies, I'm gonna gather the remnants in the outer region, and I'm bringing them back
Right.
as the First Order. Like, I mean, he could have been just, the
But
whole thing could have
also,
just been
this could all
pre-written.
be like a weird red herring, and I'm gonna throw it out there right now. And we don't have to go into this because I don't really want to until the movie comes out, but what if Plagueis is the big spin in this, and
Yeah.
it's all Plagueis
Yeah,
who like did all of this, you
yep.
know,
I mean,
like,
it could be like, I mean, he
I
we
mean,
still don't.
he's our, like, you know, the little thing that everyone wants to know a little bit more about. It would be brilliant if they spun it somehow that, you know, they tied that all in. But again, I think we have a too short of a movie for that. You
Yeah, I
know.
mean, if they make it not give too much of his, too much of his backstory, but because he was
'Cause you could
mentioned
do that
in,
in the future. You can whatever, you
right.
know, and all of a sudden people will be like, but I think that's a little bit more fanboy service. But either way, you know, just wanted to
But I
throw
mean,
that out there.
or at
I
least
want to
like
be the first guy. Yeah.
at least one of those things where, I mean, if they're gonna be showing more Sith artifacts and more like
Which they've been
Jedi
doing in
artifacts, and
every movie.
right,
I mean, even in
if they're gonna,
Solo.
if that's going to be part of where they're, what they're searching for, and that's what the Knights of Ren are out looking for stuff, and then all of the heroes of the movie are out looking for stuff also, we're going to see different things. So even if it's just a, oh, this bust of Darth Plagueis, you know what I mean, or whatever, so that
Right,
like
right, right.
you see who it is, and they get like cemented into the, like visually into the universe, but they're not necessarily, it's just simply what Palpatine said is that Plagueis
Right.
finally discovered how to
Right, and I
do
think
what it
that's
is that Palpatine
ultimately,
did,
yeah.
and Palpatine killed him and then created Anakin afterwards, like that kind of thing. So
I will, like, go on record to say that ultimately I want Palpatine, I mean, not Palpatine, Plagueis to be a reference. I want it to be literally, you know, like someone in the past that Palpatine learned from. And, you know, like, I want him to remain in the past. Maybe we can explore him in, like, a one of five comic book series or something like that. Like, that would be cool in the future. But I really don't want it to get too convoluted.
no.
I really think that Palpatine is the big bad in this entire series, and it would make sense to end him 1 through 9, all done. That was the end, and you know, I think they're borrowing a lot from the Legends comic book series. They've proven that in the past, and I hope that they continue to do so because you know, at least through episode 9. There's been a lot of really good, like, you know, blueprint laid out before these people for what could make a good story. And I think they made it their own, but at the same time, they're kind of following the Legends path. And
Yeah, there's definitely some hints to it.
the breakoff is the Gray Jedi. Like, honestly, like, you know, the balance between the Force is their nexus to the next point in Disney's whole plan. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it could, actually, it just popped into my head too. If the the Vader Immortal thing does become Snoke, does end up being Snoke. I mean, maybe Snoke is the connection between
Oh,
Plagueis
why don't we set that up a
and
little bit? So the Vader Immortal series has been ongoing, I think.
well, it the first, so it's a VR game, which
Yeah.
I don't have the right equipment to be able to play it myself, but
Me neither.
so yeah, I mean someday maybe, but it's going to be
Right.
a three part story, like a trilogy, like a Star
Okay.
Wars type thing, but it's but so the first chapter or first episode or whatever came out officially has been released and been played and some reviews and stuff like that on online. So
I haven't had a chance to look those over. I've only seen the
yeah,
trailers from like, a
I
while
didn't
ago,
wa I
but
haven't watched much and I haven't read much of the reviews, but I kind of latched on to one story or one thing that I saw about I mean basically the premise of the game is that you're I think disguised as or you're a rebel or whatever, but disguised as an imperial trooper, some sort of something, and you end up on a mission delivering something to Vader's castle on Mustafar,
right.
and then somehow while you're there, you gradually end up like becoming like not friends, but like you end up being a little bit closer to Vader and developing kind of a thing. But so you like
Right.
train with him and do that kind of stuff and like whatever and explore certain parts of his castle and stuff like that. So
Right.
I don't know if that's all in this episode or if that's how the whole thing goes out, but the little bit of this one that I did see was basically the player's character kind of almost like sneaking through like the vents or like back ways, like following Vader through like a couple of different areas of his castle, talking to a couple of different people. And
Right.
that the last room that they go into, there's a he's talking to a male voice. You can't really make the figure out very well, but it sounds exactly like Snoke's voice.
Right.
And he has a
Andy
conversation about like
Serkis, it's unmistakable if it's Andy
right.
Serkis, so right,
So I
yeah.
mean, and if and the reason why I'm pretty, I mean, you can't be sure because you can't really see him, and I obviously haven't played the game yet, and that's the only little snippet of the game that
Right.
I've actually watched any kind of video of, but I think Disney and Lucasfilm is too smart to have somebody sound exactly like Snoke and have it not be Snoke. You know what
Of
I mean?
course,
Like, there's
yeah,
so many
right.
different voices that you could use. Like, why are you gonna, even if it's close, you know what I mean? Why are
Of
you
course,
gonna do
yeah.
that to yourself? So, but ultimately, the scene that Vader talks to him for a minute, and then he ultimately like just like teleports away and just kind of disappears.
Holy
And
shit.
Vader like doesn't Vader doesn't really like think anything of it. He just like whatever, and then he ends up
Walks away with
actually
his typical
hearing there's like
Vader
it's right
thing,
in front of
yeah.
like a portal kind of thing. No, it actually I think it's either right before or after, but there's like in front of this like kind of portally type thing, and he actually like takes his helmet off, like gets down on his knee, and you hear like Padme's voice, and you hear like other voices from like the past, like as he's like
Wow.
looking into this thing
Wow.
or whatever, and it's all just from again for just from that little. It was probably like a 5 minute, but it was
All
the
right,
video that
well,
I
I encourage everyone to look that up because when we get done with this, I'm going to be doing that as well. So,
I believe it
anyone,
was
yeah.
Star Wars Theory was on YouTube was the video that I watched. It's basically it was just him literally playing it, so it was like a split screen where it showed him actually going through the motions on one side and it showed
And
what he
let's go
was
on
seeing.
record and say that we love Star Wars Explained. We love Star Wars Theory. Certain people who really, really do their research and stuff like that have made this podcast possible.
I
And
mean
then there's
everything.
other
That's
people
just,
who just kind of
I
really,
mean, I go to
yeah.
StarWarsNewsNet.com.
Yep.
I'm on there all the time.
Yep.
That's another
And then, of
big
course,
one. I mean, that's
StarWars.com and stuff like that, I mean, where we, Draw our sources from like different places and stuff like that, like which I think most podcasts do. But we're not going to deliver anything to you that we haven't had as like a source that's trustful and reliable and stuff like that. So you're getting the best news from us, or the best theories and stuff like that from our opinion.
Right,
There's a clear line between our opinion and reliable sources. So,
yeah. I mean,
yeah.
what like we said, what I'll do is, I mean, I frequent all these different sites and I'll watch the videos and stuff like that, and then like I take it all with a grain of salt
Right.
until
Well, just stay
like a
away
few
from
of them
like
start
people
to.
like the Mike Zeros. Those people are the
Yes,
fucking worst possible people on the internet. And fuck
yep.
you. Again, I said it last week. Fuck you, Mike Zero. You're terrible. So, you
Yeah,
know,
that's one of
it.
those like, yeah, just like
Don't
literally
trust
terrible.
your
Like
Reddit
every
sources. Trust the things that are being released by the reputable sites and stuff like that.
you can tell the difference because like just using say
Easily.
using Star Wars Theory as an example, like a lot of his videos are opinion, like his own kind of
Well,
ideas,
there's a
and
reason that he
if he
named it
is
Star Wars Theory. It's a
right, and
theory.
if he is reporting any kind of breaking type stuff that
He
he's
gives
the
his
first to kind of
source.
announce, he'll say yeah, he'll say it, and if it, sometimes he's not 100% right and he's not 100% wrong, you know what I mean? There's some gray kind of
Right,
thing because
right.
that's how real life is. Like when
Right.
you're like
And
somebody
you know
like a
what?
Mike the Mike Zero thing, it's like every 15 minutes you can post a video with some sort of shocking new
Clickbait.
revelation.
Clickbait. It's
Like
clickbait.
exactly, that's
All
all it
clickbait.
is. It's
Right,
just
exactly.
it's the same recycled stories over and over again. And how what are the percentage of any of them that have really
Right, like, oh
actually panned
shit, I
out?
just got like a message in my email box and I'm gonna make a video on it because like I have 15 minutes, you know? Like I don't believe in that. But not only do we normally cite our sources, but the sources that we cite are people that we can legitimately say, like, we've heard this from this person and it's a very interesting theory, but we don't necessarily believe that that's going to be true. We know that we're going to have like probably a 50-50 fault rate. I mean, we know that Palpatine's going to be in episode 9 in some way. We know that we're going to have little flashbacks and things like that from the prequels and stuff like that. That's all we know. I mean, other than that, we're just speculating. So.
It's a whole thing. I mean, I'll take all these little bits and pieces from all these videos or websites and stuff that I read, and I like put them in my own mind with the canon stuff that I've read and paid attention to and stuff.
Well, you're the
And if I,
seer of visions. You're a
right,
debunker
like
extraordinaire, so that's what we
if I
rely
feel
on you
like things,
for.
I mean, that's exactly what
Right.
I like. I mean, that's how I absorb it all. And if it doesn't make any sense, then
Then you just
and it
throw it
doesn't
out.
tie into other things, then
Right.
it doesn't make sense. But if I feel like something's got legs and I can kind of run with it, then I'll go through on my own and be like, all right, does this make sense? Oh, this could work.
We
This,
are
that would kind of make
here.
sense.
Right, we're here to speculate. We're here to give you something to think about, and that's all we can do until we see the final movie. It's all anyone can really do, you know? But I think we have pretty interesting theories, so yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, so they started the whole podcast out with the whole Palpatine
Palpatine theory, yep.
being in episode 9, and that was well before the trailer
Even,
and well
yeah.
before it was announced that so I mean, kind of started from there, but it's I feel like it's the same thing because I'm still taking like you all the comics and the games and the books and we're just taking all of that stuff and piecing it together and trying to make sense of other things
Right, and
that we've
that's the
heard. And so
beauty.
I think that,
You're
yeah, and it's
very online central, and I look at all of the other stuff, like the comics and things like that, the books and everything like that. We combine those theories, and we actually, I think, are going to come to a pretty good conclusion in this next movie. And you know what? The best part is, if we don't, even better. It's
Yeah, it's
perfectly
great.
fine.
Right.
Right. Like, surprise us. Give us what we need. Like, I want a Star Wars that I didn't anticipate. But if I anticipate it and I see what I have, then even better, you know?
And that's my whole thing. Like when I do have these kind of theories or these kind of ideas and stuff like that, it's always very broad and like general, like plot, like, okay, it's gonna we're gonna go ABC, like it's gonna something along these lines. But I don't ever try to like I'll piece together and throw out ideas of what could lead from A to B to
Right.
C. But I mean all the details, I mean that's their thing. I don't know how they're gonna write it. I just try to look at like the big picture and try to break down the whole
And is there
overthink.
really
So I mean,
any, there's no fun in knowing what a movie is going to be before the
no.
movie comes out. There's no fun whatsoever. It's fun to speculate, but when it's something that you care about, like Star Wars, which we've grown up with our entire lives, I want to see some surprises, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, like I said, I mean, I can't say that I've never like read like an actual spoiler beforehand and all that, but I limit it like that kind of stuff, and I don't try to dig in to find information. Like I'm on enough sites that every once in a while I'm going to slip and see something I maybe wish I hadn't, kind of thing. But I
Right,
mean,
but there's few, yeah. I mean, we get our, you know, we subscribe to, we subscribe to on YouTube and stuff like that. We get those little things and they pique our interest and we go and click on them. I mean, that's the way it goes. So, I mean, but I'm the same way. I don't want to know the entire movie before it comes out. I really enjoy sitting there a day and a half or a day before. You know, it's supposed to actually come out, and you know, like I just enjoy the Star Wars experience in the movie theaters, especially. So, yeah.
I think it's looking forward to it. And again, like I watched The Last Jedi again last night, and it seems like every time I've watched it
The more you
since
watch
then,
it, the more you like it, and the more you appreciate it. Yeah.
right, it ties in. I mean, if you again, maybe it's just
Beautifully.
the way that like our theory on how the future is going to go or whatever, but it ties into that really well. So if you look at it from
Really.
that perspective, if episode 9 like ends up being completely different than what we've guessed and that kind of stuff, and it doesn't really fit, then okay, maybe it didn't fit,
And you know,
but
of
it.
one of nine movies, we're gonna have nine movies after this. If one of those was so bizarre and so kind of skewed from what we expected, I think ultimately in the end, that's going to be appreciated more. You know, like, I mean, think about like Empire Strikes Back. That was really the most bizarre movie we had seen so far in the entire series. Like 1 through 3 and 4 through 6, The Empire Strikes Back like stands out. And it was probably the most weird movie that we had since. I mean, it didn't explain anything. It left
Yeah,
more
well, they're
questions open than, you know, like
right.
answers, and
And
yeah.
that's why, like I've said all along, we've talked about it a million times, like that's why
Right.
I don't understand how people can get too upset over the middle part of a trilogy.
Right.
Like, because if you're watching a reg if you're watching a regular movie and you like the setup thing and you like how it ended, you're gonna be like, that movie sucked because like that middle 45 minutes was like the
Right.
worst I've ever seen. Like, well, no,
The
that's
worst you've
because
ever seen.
that's
It just left the most questions open. That was
right.
it.
And then if they answer them all successfully and the payoff for all of those things are done really well, then it's a really good movie. Like, so it just
Right. And
I can't.
you and
I'm the
I
first
are
person.
probably the first couple of people who have like forefronted that, like, let's
Yeah.
just wait and see what Ryan did.
Yeah,
That's
and I
it.
will be the first one. Like, the Rise of Skywalker comes out, and it's a
Completely
direct
undoes
sequel.
everything.
Right,
Yeah.
it's a direct sequel to The Force Awakens, and it makes it like The Last Jedi never existed, and or it like
Yeah, and I'll be
retcons
with
all of
you.
the stuff and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Then I will be the first one to be like,
I
okay,
was
apparently
wrong.
he fucked up.
Right.
Like, but and like I was all wrong about it. But I don't think that that's the case. Like, I
But
think
can
that.
you really, like, can you imagine a world where The Last Jedi was the most interesting movie of the entire fucking nine
Right,
movie series?
yeah,
Like, it could
it
be.
definitely, it, yeah, definitely. It's got
And you know what?
enough potential seeds planted.
Mark Hamill was involved in episode 9, and he has not said one word, not one
Right.
bit of discontent or anything like that. It could be that Mark was also kind of swayed by the story of episode 9 and said, like, fuck, like Ryan did okay. He was all
Right,
right.
right. Yeah, because they did the same thing. I mean, not all of them. I mean, I know it's like certain actors or actresses or whatever know certain parts of what's going to happen going forward and all that kind of stuff, but none of them know the whole story because they try to keep it from them as long as they can too until like at least they're done filming and that kind of stuff. So
Flashback
like
to 1979 or 1980, where Mark Hamill was filming Empire Strikes Back, and he didn't know that like Vader was his father until the very day of filming. Like, so, this is no surprise for Mark himself. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy, and that's the universe we love. So whatever, I'm gonna again trust the people that are behind this because George Lucas trusted those people, and Disney now trusts those people, and this is a multi-billion-dollar industry, Star Wars. So, like I think they've got their shit in line, and
Yeah, I think ultimately, I really think what it comes down to is that if I understand maybe to a point, if you're only a fan of the movies and you haven't seen anything else, because it does kind of leave you with some like, oh, that doesn't really seem like it makes
I
sense.
can
Like,
only imagine the lingering discontent in people's like
right.
mouths who haven't read the books and the comics that I've read.
Right,
That's why
but
we
like
do what we do.
Right, between Rebels and the Endgame books and the comics and all that kind of stuff, like all of those little things that you might not have any idea about in The Last Jedi, like as small as they might be, like you know about them if you've dug into all this kind of stuff, and it makes a lot more sense to where the future could be heading. So I mean, I think that could be a large portion of it too, because I mean, Star Wars being as huge of a thing it is, I mean, like my mother doesn't know like there's a Star Wars game coming out or a Star Wars book coming out, but she watches enough TV to know whenever a movie's coming. You know what I mean? Like that kind of thing. So it's like there's tons of fans that like
You know what,
they'll
if I
go to
can
every Star Wars movie when it comes out, but that's all they know. They don't know that there's all these other avenues that they can go down and see all these other stories. So I mean,
If I
there's
can deliver one message to someone who only watches the Star Wars movies up until this point, there are Easter eggs, quote unquote, in every single thing that you read. If you are discontent with anything, literally pick up a comic book, pick up a book or something like that, and you are going to find something that leads you to a more optimistic point than anything you could possibly like see in the movies. So you really have to stick with the whole universe. That's why we're called, the galaxy at large. The whole universe is what makes Star Wars Star Wars.
Yeah, I think
So
that's ultimately like that's like the best service maybe that we can provide, or what the whole, I mean, maybe purpose of this whole thing, this whole thing is
to fill you in to
to
everything you
share that
haven't
information
seen.
to the people that don't. Yeah, I mean, so if you don't have the time to go through and watch all of the Clone Wars seasons or read all of the books and all that kind of stuff,
Than
I
spending
mean,
either an hour a week or when we put out our short content videos and stuff like that, come to listen to us because we're going to give you the best, most concise little tidbits that you can, little bits of theory and stuff like that.
And again, I'll go back to something we've said in the past, as far as along those lines. If you are a fan of Star Wars and there's something that you're curious about, or you don't know how, like, I mean, I don't know, I can't think of a perfect example, but I mean, some sort of unended plot line that you're not sure about, or
But
you're
ask
curious
us,
about,
and you know what?
leave a comment, send us an email, send us a tweet, like anything you can, and I
And it
mean,
will be in
and we
all
will
of our things.
absolutely be more than happy to piece together that whole story for
We
you,
will go
whatever it happens
back
to
and
be.
you know what? I would love to research whatever you guys have to ask us and stuff like that. So you know what? I think one thing that we don't do very often is let people know over audio how they can get a hold of us. So thegalaxyatlarge@gmail.com is your best way because I check that more often than anything at all. Anchor.fm, I think you can leave us comments and stuff like that. We're on Spotify. We're on a couple of different platforms for podcasts, thankfully. Again, through anchor.fm, who is very concise with that. You can reach us at galaxyatlarge at, is
Yeah,
that
on Twitter.
on
Yeah, on
Twitter?
Twitter
Yeah.
at Galaxy at Large.
At Galaxy at Large, yes. Yeah. And
Yeah,
that is another good way because we both see at Galaxy at Large. So, and again, like, we're very appreciative of everyone who, you know, has listened so far. There is a small following. And again, I hope in the future that if you're listening to episode 12, which is this episode of our podcast, that you'll give us some love. Because we're gonna keep doing this no matter what,
and I have to make sure before we go or before we get ready to go.
Well, we still have comics to do, so
yes, that's,
we're gonna have
so.
To,
but before I, because
yeah.
of the way my mind works, if I don't get it out now,
right.
Like I'm gonna make sure we let everybody know that today is Matt, my co-host's birthday, so we want to wish him a happy birthday.
Thank you very much,
so,
sir.
The day
I
that we're recording
that.
This, so we'll.
Yeah,
well,
11:25, so we have about 30 minutes of me being
yeah,
37
yeah, yeah.
So, and one day.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
appreciate
just
that.
Just want to make
sir.
Sure I throw that out there, so no problem.
All right. Yeah, yeah. So, I'm an old man. But either way, 37 years old, and let's go into comic books now. So, we have
right.
actually two comics, Jim. I'm sorry. I told you there was only one, but we have, and I'm going to start out with it, the Age of Republic General Grievous comic. Which was a fucking amazing. It was General Grievous tracking down Jedi during the early part of the Clone Wars. He killed two Jedi, and then he discovered what they were looking for, which was a Jedi temple on Ladev. And on this planet of Ladev, they went to the, or, you know, Grievous actually tracked down the temple, found this weird fountain. That kind of brought him into the light side of the Force. And we get to finally see, in canon, General Grievous before he was a cyborg. The Force strips away all of his cyborg parts, like, makes him this Khaleesi general that he was the, you know, entire time. Which is, well, that's weird. Anyway. But, yeah, he becomes the Khaleesi general that he was before, and we get to see him with his red skin and everything like that. The Force tries to convince him that he wasn't, he's not any better now that he, what would you call that? Reinforced himself with, you know, cyborg limbs and stuff like that. Like, he tried to improve himself, but it's the Force basically telling General Grievous that he's, you know, not any better, and he made the wrong decision. But
yeah,
either
that's
way,
cool.
We get
the only other time
him.
I've ever seen him at all, like, is
Clone Wars.
In the
right?
Clone Wars, yeah. And that, yep. There's an episode where they go to his like lair or whatever, but there's
and
like
you
there's
see
like statues
of him.
And stuff like that. But I mean, it's
yes.
really hard to kind of. Really
that
get a feel
same,
for what
that
he actually
very same statue, and if I will put this up in a video, the very same statue of him is in the comic book.
Nice.
Like, he actually goes into the Jedi temple, and he says, like, he goes down a hallway of all like statues of Jedis, and he said, "I have my own statues myself," and it shows like a little picture of the statue from Clone Wars. And then he destroys all the statues. It's amazing. It's a really, really good comic. So yeah, Age of Republic, General Grievous, number one, came out in May. Unbelievable. Really, really good comic. And then the second one is number 5 of 5, the very last Vader Dark Visions. And if you haven't kept up on the Vader Dark Visions comics, now that we're like at like 5 of 5, I understand, I think, what the general theme of the whole entire series was. And that was regular people like encountering Vader and how that like shaped their lives or ended their lives for the most of them. So this one was, I think, a rebel spy was trying to steal like plans to a specific Imperial fleet machine or something like that. Didn't look like the Death Star or anything important. But a rebel spy was trying to make off with some, you know, particular like sensitive information. And Vader was tracking them down through a forest. They fell into some vines that like create some kind of a hallucinogenic effect. So it's like a weird nightmare version of Vader. Really, really good. Again, it just illustrates how dangerous Darth Vader was when he was under the mask, you know? Which again is just contributing to Vader's legacy as the most dangerous villain in the galaxy. You know, the enforcer to Emperor Palpatine, who could have been the most dangerous villain in the galaxy, but Vader ultimately was the enforcer, and he had the galaxy under, you know, pretty good grasp for like 19 years or however many years it was. So, yeah, he's insane.
Yeah, and this also tie into some of the game stuff, as far as comics and games kind of merging them together. But it was announced that Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, a Dark Temple, a 5-issue miniseries is going to be coming out in September
How do you
this year,
know
which is going to
this?
be
Like, Jesus
it's going to
Christ. Like,
be
I'm the comics
a
guy, God damn it, Jim. But
Well,
no,
because
thank you.
it's
I
got to do with
please
the
do.
game, so yeah. But I guess the story is gonna it's gonna follow two Jedi, it's, excuse me on the names, but like Eno Cordova and his Padawan Ciri Judah, who the Ciri Judah is apparently part in the game, like as what ends up being Cal's kind of mentor. So this gives us a backstory on her. Back when she was a Padawan prior to
So
the
she's
time frame of the
the
games.
Jedi Master who trains Cal?
I think that in I think the trailer, the most recent one, there's a woman with him, like that I think in the first teaser or whatever
There is,
helps him
yeah.
escape from the Imperial like base, like catches him like on the like jumping into a ship and stuff like that. It turns out that she is also a Jedi hiding from that survived Order 66, that's been in hiding kind of thing.
Holy shit,
So
yeah.
the cover of the there's the piece, I don't know whether it's going to be the actual cover of the comic or not, but it looks like it's her,
Right, yeah.
that woman as the one of the main characters. So I guess they're sent on a mission by the Jedi Council. I think
Is
it's a
that when
run of
Order
the
66 happens and,
yeah, it might be run of the mill type of mission. It turns out to be anything but that. Yeah, it just basically just says the miniseries will, I mean, lead
But honestly,
into the
yeah,
video game,
and I think
and
so. I
it's I
mean,
think.
it has to like start at Order 66, the whole video game. So I think
Yeah.
that will be where we kind of get our jump off point to where Cal, you know.
Yeah, if this ends up, because I mean, obviously Cal was a Padawan also,
Right.
his master must be killed at the point of Order 66. I think that this Ciri, whatever her name is, Ciri Junda, whatever, is a Jedi, like maybe if not a master, but a Jedi Knight or whatever at the
Right.
time of Order 66, because she's a little bit older. So I think that this is basically probably a prequel setting up her story and her character, and then the game will start, like you said, at Order 66 at around that time,
Right.
showing Cal and his master, and then when we meet her later on in the game, like we'll have they won't have to explain her backstory in the game.
Right.
We'll
And
already
that's what I
have
think.
a
Like, immediately they're just going to go right with that, and they're going to hit us with the most poignant part, which it's Fallen Order. So it has to be, like, you know, Order 66. It has to be. It has to be.
Yeah, and I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, he's a Padawan. He survives Order 66, and then the stuff that they show in the trailers, where they talk about he's working on the Imperial wrecking yards and all that kind of stuff, is a
Right.
couple of years after Order 66. So
Right,
he's been
exactly.
in hiding from the Empire for some time. By the time the game,
Right.
the main story of the game will take place, but I'm sure that they'll have
Or
a
will
prequel,
be,
like not prequel, but
yeah.
there'll be like a Even if we
start
sort of
where
like a preview level where you have like one
Yes.
level with him and his master, or
So smart.
like a kind of like the, well, it was the same
Like
as
even
like
if we start
the
at the
Force Unleashed,
Imperial, even if we
like
start at the
the first Force
Imperial,
Unleashed game.
yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, even if we start at the first Imperial Yard or something like that, or with Saw Gerrera, we can always go back to the point where he was with his master, or he re-meets with his master who's still alive, or something like that, you know? Like
Right,
it's
that could be a good
easy
twist.
to, yeah, right. That'd be a great little
Yes,
throw in.
because they threw in the first Force Unleashed game, like the first level, you actually play as Vader
Right. When you're meeting
before
up
you
with
find Starkiller.
Starkiller's
You know what I mean? Like
father.
you find Starkiller's father and kill him or whatever, and then you end up finding Starkiller
Akashyyyk?
as a young. Yeah, and I think it's
Of all
Kashyyyk.
things.
Yeah,
It
it
is
is.
Kashyyyk, I believe so.
So that's a something similar to that, maybe where you just give a little bit of a story on Cal's master and who he was, or whatever, and then actually pick up
But
the game a few
honestly, I
years later.
like your theory a little bit better that maybe we'll explore that later with some kind of a sub level or some mission or something like that. It would be really cool if they started off with him in the Imperial shipping yards and stuff like that. I think it would be a good way because we don't need much backstory at the beginning. I like it when something is kind of stretched out over the entire story to tell someone's backstory. So.
And it'll be also be interesting to see where, I mean, the timing of this game and the fact that everything that they do is canon now. I mean, how much
Right.
tie-in this might have
Right.
to maybe the Rise of Skywalker or something along those lines too. So
And I also
it'll
want to close off this because we're about 72 minutes in. I want
be.
to I want to close off this episode by saying that we're going to give you we're mostly interested in canon stuff. If I ever let you know about any of the Legends comics and stuff like that that are coming out soon, because we there is like a push now within the last couple of months to push some of the Legend comics and stuff like that. I'll let you know. But otherwise, we're gonna continue with all things canon, and I think we're doing pretty good. So yeah. All right, sir. Well, I think that finishes everything unless you have anything to add.
Yeah, no, I think that pretty much does it for this week.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for listening. Jim, I will talk to you next week, next Tuesday.
Yes, definitely, definitely. And
All
again,
right.
happy birthday.
Thank you very much,
All
and
right.
thank you, Star Wars Universe. We will talk to you next week.
Have a good one.